A book, said Jack, surprised. He'd expected gold or jewels. He carefully lifted the book out of the box. It had a plain leather cover with no title on it.
It doesn't look like a precious treasure, said Annie.
Maybe the writing inside is the treasure, said Jack.
Jack gently opened the book. Inside were pages of thick yellow paper. The pages were bound with stitching and covered with writing on both sides. The first page said, "The writings of Aristotle."
Who is Aristotle? Said Annie, sounding out the name.
I don't know, said Jack. I'll look him up in our research book.
He unhooked his bag from the saddle horn. Sand covered the books inside. He pulled out their research book and brushed it off. Then he looked up Aristotle in the index.
Good, he's here, Jack said.
He turned to the right page and read,
Aristotle lived in ancient Greece over 2,300 years ago. He is known as one of the greatest philosophers of all time. The word philosopher means lover of wisdom. Aristotle's works were introduced to the Western world by the Arabs in the Middle Ages.
So Aristotle was a great lover of wisdom, said Annie.
I guess so, said Jack. But I wonder why this book is such a treasure.
Wait a minute, said Annie. Doesn't Merlin's note tell us that we have to help the Caliph of Baghdad spread wisdom to the world?
Jack caught his breath.
Yeah, he said. And if this is a book of Aristotle's writings, it must be full of wisdom. We have to get this book to the Caliph. That's our mission for Merlin.
We better get going, said Annie.
Jack and Annie pulled on the reins of their camels and clucked their tongues. Beauty and Cutie knelt in the sand, and Jack and Annie climbed on. Leaving the broken box behind, Jack carefully packed the ancient book of Aristotle's wisdom and the research book into his bag. Then he hung the bag from his saddle horn.
Which way? Said Annie.
Toward the rising sun in the east, said Jack. That's what Mamoon said.
It's that way then, said Annie.
She pointed toward a bright blur in the hazy sky. Jack and Annie's camels headed into the dusty, glaring sun.
Hey, we're following Merlin's second instruction now, said Annie. Ride through the dust and hot morning light.
You're right, said Jack.
As Jack and Annie kept traveling toward the east, the desert sands shimmered and sparkled with heat. The air cleared, but still they saw no sign of Mamoon. Jack looked down to shield his eyes from the burning sunlight. Exhausted, he closed his eyes. As Beauty swayed gently from side to side, Jack's head dropped forward. Suddenly, he heard Annie shout,
Jack, look!
What, Mamoon?
Said Jack, jerking awake.
No, look! Said Annie.
In the distance, Jack saw sunlit towers and domes shining against the clear blue sky.
Oh, man, he whispered. Baghdad!